Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
I'm Emily from SexWithEmily.com. CrazyGirlProducts.com carries unique pheromone-infused products that make you feel sexy and confident. I'm crazy about their wannabe naked shave cream. It's made perfectly for your more intimate areas. No shave bumps or ingrown hairs. Use coupon code EMILY25 for 25% off at CrazyGirlProducts.com.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. I'm coming at you from San Francisco right now.
Yes.
I love being back in San Francisco.
I love it when we're together.
I love being together, Menace. I seriously walked in here and I felt like it was home. I feel like this is like sitting in our Stitcher studio.
I mean, I wish I could be in Los Angeles with you, but
I know.
At this point
I understand.
In my life, I cannot.
This is perfect. This is why I'm here. And I just would say, shout out to Stitcher. Not only is Stitcher, like, I'm obsessed with them lately. They're the most amazing app that you can download for your phone, iPhone, smartphone, whatever. It's a great way to listen to podcasts. And we've always recorded here at Stitcher. I'm not just saying they're a great app because they let us use their studios because I just think they're amazing. But I now listen to so many podcasts because I'm in LA and there's so much traffic. So any podcast in the world you want to listen to, you can listen to on Stitcher.
That's amazing.
No one knows that. People are like, it's iTunes. I'm like, no. Go right to Stitcher. No one knows. So I'm just telling people I actually use it and I love it.
You know,
and they have coconut water in their office and and cold water and the best snacks in the world.
Yeah, and you don't actually have to download the MP3. It just streams.
Right. Like, so that's a great way for you to listen to Sex with Emily. If you're like in your car and you got your headphones or whatever, just play it in your phone. That's what I'm saying. What's up, dude?
Oh, man. It's just, it feels so good just to have you in the studio with me because it's just, I mean, people that have been listening to the show forever, you know, like how I'm like technically like, you know, I go crazy all the, I want to make sure this show sounds good. And every week for you being in Los Angeles and me here is just a nightmare for me.
I know.
I mean, you're getting better.
Except for the last show. It was a little tinny. I was like, sounded like I was talking in a fishbowl or something.
Yeah. But now, difference? It sounds good.
No, I'm saying, like, I'm having this visceral, like, I'm looking up, I'm like looking around the office. This just feels really good, and I missed you. So I hope you're all understanding that. I'm actually feeling some emotions, which is rare when I feel deep emotions. And I wasn't being in San Francisco. I've been gone living in LA, and they're so different, right? I mean, it's just too different. I can't even believe they're in the same state.
Yeah, I called my friend actually right before the show and we're just talking just like diet stuff, you know, because she posted on Instagram like, eating nuts and, you know, just really healthy food. And
in LA?
I go, that's not how we are out here. I mean, you would think like because of San Francisco, everything is so, you know, vegan and people are just, you know, they don't eat meat and all this kind of stuff. But that's just like 7 by 7 miles of San Francisco, not the surrounding area known as the Bay Area, because everyone else is just like pigs.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
I mean, 40, no, it's... They said 40% of America is going to be obese.
Yeah,
like, within a year.
I would believe that. I would believe that. Yeah. And it is true that in L.A., I have a vegan restaurant next to me and a juice bar across the street. And like everywhere you go, it is a lot healthier in a way. Is that?
I mean, it's healthy to a point, but
a point.
Just know like.
But then like your self-image is bad because everyone's hot.
Yeah, I just I know people that
just
have lived
kidding.
In the
I'm
Bay Area
fine with myself,
that yeah. look healthy and they look hot. But some chicks just take it to the next level where they get super skinny. It's just
right.
Not
That's not
attractive yeah.
either. Life is all about balance. You need to have a balanced life in every way.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to tell you you're crazy or whatever, everyone, if you're doing new things. Yeah, go ahead.
Enough about that. You're here in San Francisco. You went to Napa.
I went to Napa, which is so appropriate because yeah. Menace thinks I spend. So the whole time I lived in San Francisco, Menace, I've been doing the show. He's like, you're probably off in Napa with your friends, which I do maybe once a year, if that. And I happened to fly in for my friend's birthday party in Napa.
Yeah.
She rented a house. It was a bunch of women. So all weekend long, I just went right to Napa.
I flew in
from LA, drank wine. We had the most beautiful catered meal yesterday, lunch out in the vineyard. It was on a vineyard.
Wow.
She rented this house, like 15 women, amazing women, fun. Sat by the pool, drank. Good times.
And did anyone get naked?
No one got naked. No one hooked up. It was all chicks. It's a half married, half not. And it was interesting because I got a lot of we had a lot of great sex discussions in the room. So that's some of the stuff I want to talk about today. It's just interesting about people in different stages of their life. There's women like all ages, like 20s, 30s, 40s. Like they were like in different stages of their life sexually and everyone had interesting questions. And I thought.
Now, the thing is, if there's alcohol involved and there's just women there, sometimes they get a little crazy and they like make out.
In prison, or when you're at the bars that you hang out in. See, this is another reason why our worlds
like
are so different.
A little bit of kissing going on? Like, did any women kiss each other on the lips at
no,
all?
No, probably just to say goodbye if they had that kind of friendship.
But the women did kiss each other. I'm trying to make this party hot.
I know, I'm so sorry. It's so boring. Should we just delete this whole thing? Like, no one cares. I was in, whatever. It was.
Did they kiss just a little bit? Just a little
yes,
peck?
Yes, they did. Oh, there was one girl who did get really drunk and climbed into bed with her friend thinking it was her husband that she was home, and she wrapped her leg around her and
Ooh.
Kissed her, and then she realized she was cuddling her friend.
That's hot.
But that was just a drunken mistake. That wasn't necessarily anything erotic. I'm sorry, honey. I've got nothing good about in that. How about your weekend? Did you do anything erotic?
My weekend's actually been just rest. I know it's kind of boring, but I was in Philadelphia, which is just amazing. I was there last weekend. And then this weekend, I'm going to be in LA just for a couple hours.
Right.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's cool. I'm used to it.
I can't see you.
That's fine.
But... this was pretty much just going on. I actually just canceled a trip to – I was going to go to Austin. I've just been traveling too much.
Yeah, every weekend.
Home.
I know this through Instagram.
Yeah,
following Menace. You can see what he's doing every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And they're nice pictures.
Yeah, just Menace, M-E-N-A-C-E. But anyways, more about you. Can we talk about – I just got to see your product line.
Oh, honey, I'm so glad. You are like the first person in San Francisco.
Yeah, I just got to see it in person for the very first time. Now, people, you don't even understand, like, how long have you been doing this? In
like 2.5 years I've been developing
2.5 years you've been working on this product, Emily and Tony, emilyandtony.com. Go do it right now. And I'm telling you, if you support the show and you enjoy the show, go to this website and just look at the products because they're amazing.
Yeah.
Tell them what they got.
Beautiful. Okay, so Emily and Tony, I partnered with a guru of the skincare world, as I call him. His name is Anthony. His products are Anthony's Logistics for Men, Anthony.com. And just listen to this because I'm actually giving products away every single show. So listen to my thing, and then you have to email me and tell me why you want the product. And then I'm going to pick a winner every week, why you think you deserve these products, which will all improve your sex life, and feedback at sexwithemily.com every week. So anyway, old friends. So Tony and I grew up. He has a skincare company, Anthony Skincare for Men. You should check it out if you're into skincare. It's high-end skincare. They sell it at like Neiman Marcus, Sephora, whatever. Tony and I grew up in the same house. My parents bought his parents' house when I was 10 years old. And then we went to summer camp together. And then we lost touch. Years go by. I moved to California. And I'm in Sephora with my mom. And I'm like, Mom. And I was buying some for a boyfriend. I'm like, this looks like a really cool product line. I'm going to buy that. It was like a boyfriend's birthday. I'm like, I'm going to get him some really nice shaving cream or something like that. I was being nice for once, remembering the birthday ahead of time.
Yeah.
And mom's like, do you know who that is? That's Tony Sosnick. I'm like, Tony Sosnick is Anthony? Oh, my God. And his huge skincare line. So whatever. So we reconnected on Facebook. He came to San Francisco for a meeting. And he's like, hey, let's get dinner. We got dinner. This was 2.5 years ago, and we haven't seen each other in 20 years, and we just start talking. He's a very interesting guy, super successful. You know, his brand is just like the top men-selling brand at Sephora, all this stuff. So I'm like, you know what? I want to make a lubricant because I think there should be a lube on every nightstand in America because people are like, oh, lubricant, it's if she's dry or she has discomfort or there's a problem, like you should only use lube in secret. I think a lot of people think there's a stigma. And studies have shown that lube actually makes sex better for women. They're more likely to have orgasms. And for men, the sensation, like sometimes they think like the sensations that their penis can feel good. It's never wetter. I think it can never be too wet. Unless she's like really, really wet, you might not want it, but it doesn't happen every time. And condoms are less likely to break. All this stuff about lube. I'm like, no one knows. I want to like change the world with lube. You know, like it was like Steve Gates or Bill Gates said he wanted a laptop on every desktop.
Yeah.
That's how I felt about lube. So anyway, he's like, let's do that. So we have this lubricant. It's vegan. It's amazing. We tested hundreds of lubes. I've tried every lube in the planet and I realized I don't like any of the lubes out there either. So I made a perfect lube. And then a massage candle, which you know I'm obsessed with. And I gave you a vanilla one that you can pour on your partner. But it's all vegan and natural, and you can pour it on your partner.
The smell is really nice, too.
The smell is amazing. They're made in France, and you pour them on your partner, and you light it if you want to, and you give them a massage. And the oil is not – it's massage oil. It turns into – it's not waxy. So you can, you know, put it on your partner, and it absorbs in the skin. It's not messy. It will not get in your sheets. Remember you used to complain?
Yeah. I was like, do I got to get rubber sheets
no,
or something?
Nothing.
You know?
It's not messy. And I use it in the morning as, like, body load on my body just to, like, moisturize my skin. So
nice.
It's friggin' amazing. And then the third one, I kind of want you to try it right now.
Which one?
The Down Under. I want you to put it on in front of me.
On my nuts?
Yeah. It's a ball lotion. It's a ball product.
Let me smell it, Rob. Oh my God.
No.
You
opened the lube. Matt has just opened the lube all over him.
Oh, my God.
Oh, honey, you got to go home and say you spilled the lube on you.
Oh, my God.
We can get into the other product.
I just lubed myself.
I know.
Sorry, people.
It's okay. Do we stop?
It got really
wipey. No, but it's a I don't want to be like talking about myself, but it's a really cool product because a lot of men use talcum powder on their balls. Did you know that?
Yeah,
they sweat. And talcum powder is actually carcinogenic, and it's not good for your balls. So then we thought – we can make a vegan product that might not matter to you, but the experience is that it feels amazing when you put it on. You rub it. It's a creamy that turns to a powder, stays localized, and you smell fresh and clean, and you don't even have to worry if a woman goes down there. Let's say you get a blowjob, a surprise blowjob. You know that you're fresh.
I
What? Do you ever worry about that?
No. Well, I've been calling it forever. Not scientifically, but I always called it SBS.
What's that?
Sweaty ball syndrome.
Sweaty ball syndrome.
SBS.
And people
do you
have
suffer
it.
From SBS? Yeah. No, I mean, do
like,
I have
I don't
it? Yes.
You
yes.
Do?
No,
okay.
I do. I definitely have sweaty ball syndrome, especially from going to all these music festivals and stuff like that.
Oh
just walking
God.
Around.
This just throw it in your bag. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Anywhere you sweat. So then I thought it was so funny because my friend, when I was making it, we were making it at this lab in New York, and I said to him, I was in New York and I had a tester. I'm like, go try it out. And he's a trainer. He like trains people like boxing all day outside in the heat in New York. And he tried it. He's like, yo, my balls all day, they didn't sweat for the first time ever. Oh my God, this shit's amazing. It's gonna fucking sell. So it really does work, and it just makes you like it's just it'll become like an everyday habit that you will love. That's all I'm saying. So we're changing the world, improving people's sex life. And it's emilyandtony.com. And if you love the show, I'm not going to charge you. I tried that once. It didn't work. Whatever.
Yeah.
For 5 minutes.
This
it's
is the least
free.
You can do.
8 years I've been doing the show.
God.
Thousands of shows. Go buy it. It's really good price points. Love you all. And email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com, which product you want and why. And we're going to send some out. That's
all. Right,
all.
Good.
Done. Was that like
no.
nine?
Let's talk about your sex life.
Okay. So my sex life is non-existent right now. And I'm okay with that.
Why?
First, can I tell everyone what the show is about real quick?
Okay.
Okay. So, because you're listening, you're like, what the hell? It's like 14 minutes and I don't even know why I'm listening because I want to have better sex. And I'm going to tell you this, that we're going to be reading your emails that you sent to feedback@sexwithemily.com. We're giving you some amazing back to school tips. I figured it's back to school season right now. Everyone's going to school. So I'm going to give you some back to school sex tips that for him and her, things that you can do because really, when was the last time you changed your goddamn sex life and did anything different to any human being on the planet? You do the same thing every time. I'm giving you some tips to mix it up. I'm reading your emails that you sent to feedback@sexwithemily.com. That's what we do.
Now, okay. Why do you think you're...
Okay, so back to my sex life.
Your sex life is non-existent.
I'm not having sex with anyone.
Why?
Because I was dating a gentleman in Los Angeles for way too long. and we broke up, and now I am honestly not. I have no time. I'm not launching. I'm crazy working. Whatever excuse, I could meet someone, and I'm going to be dating on Match, using Match, in a few weeks.
Now, tell me about that. Can I write your Match
yes,
profile?
No,
you can. Well, you just said yes. Can I write
you can
your
approve
math?
My photo because I want a guy's opinion of what's sexy. Because women, like you always say, men. Yeah. You do say this. Women shouldn't ask other women if they look hot. Did you ever say this? Like, men shouldn't ask their guy friends.
Oh yeah.
Like I should actually let my listeners pick it. Like, I'm gonna put up a profile because I've never dated online. I could advise you how to date online. I've been talking about it for almost 10 years and telling people how to write good profiles. But for myself, I've just never done it, and I'm gonna be working with Match, and I just feel like, you know, I'm working on a thing with them. So I figured I got to try it. So I'm doing it, and it'll be great for me to get out there, meet people, and start having sex again. But I feel like it's not that I couldn't have sex in LA. Let's get honest, okay?
Yeah.
I did sleep with an ex-boyfriend recently. But it was someone that I never liked having sex with anyway. So it was more like we were out, and it was easier for me to stay at his place than to go to my house. And I just said,
you got to pay the toll.
Whatever. So I did. But that doesn't count. So I'm fine with it, though, because I've had amazing sex and lots of sex in the last 20 years.
Yeah. Now, okay.
What?
I can't write your Match profile because, look, I'll just put everything, like, brutally honest on there. And then you probably, if the guy is willing to date you after that, then you're probably going to find your dream guy, the guy that you're going to marry, if I wrote it.
Why do you think if you wrote it?
Because I wouldn't indulge on anything because people indulge on their profiles way too much. Okay, give me a breakdown of what you would write on your Match profile.
I would write
interests, things that you like to do.
I don't do anything. I do. Okay, I was just thinking about something else. Sorry, I got distracted. Wait, can we? Okay.
No, come on.
What do I do?
I'm
that's interesting.
You on the spot.
No, you know what's really sad is that I really work a lot. As you know, and I do stuff for work. So what do I do for fun, though? But I go for hikes. I went for a hike in L.A. It was horrible.
How many times have you gone for a hike
once.
In L.A.?
I haven't lived there.
So you can't put down, oh, I love to go hiking. When you only see, that's what's going to happen. You're gonna be like, oh, interests and hobbies. I love to hike. When you only been hiking
once. I organize my sex toy collection.
Yeah. This one.
I do a lot of moving. I've moved 4 times since I lived in L.A.
Okay.
For 8 months. I talk about sex a lot. I write about sex. I have a new blog on Patty Stanker's website called Patty Knows.
Okay.
And that's going to be up next week. I write. I do stuff. For fun, I go out with my friends. I have a few good girlfriends in L.A. We go to – I went to a gay bar the other night, the Abbey, which is so fun. Have you been there in West Hollywood?
I haven't.
We go there all the time. And I met the one hot straight guy in the bar. And he came up to me and started, he's like – because I guess I looked straight and he – couldn't – you never could tell because all the guys there are so hot. And my friend and I, Lindsay, and I looked at each other. We're like, oh, my God. Is he straight? Is he gay? And you're like, everyone's gay. But this one guy was hot, came over, started talking to me.
You sure he wasn't bi?
No, he was totally straight. He was there because with his gay friends. Like, we were there with our gay friends. And we started talking.
I'm covered in lube, by the way.
And you're covered in lube?
Yeah.
Honey, go home and use that tonight.
So he was there with his gay friends.
With his gay friends.
Wink, wink.
No, he's straight. But then he turns out.
Testing the waters.
Yeah, it turns out that he said he was an architect.
Yeah.
But really, he's an actor. Well, so I kept asking about what kind of stuff he builds, and then he's like, I didn't want to tell you I was an actor. I'm like, why? Like, everyone in L.A. is an actor. He's like, because people have judgments. I'm like, okay, I'm judging you now for lying and being an actor, so I'm out.
I hate to be really L.A.-centric about on the show, but that's the thing that I brought up before on the show, that they said dating is so hard in L.A. because guys are never focused on what they're actually doing. So let's say they work at, you know, a car dealership. They work at a car dealership, but all their extra time is them trying to be an actor or try to be a musician or try to be something like that. So all that spare time that they normally would put into a relationship, they're putting it into something else. Now, where do you fit in the equation, you know, when these guys have extra time? They probably don't. So now that's what you're trying to look for, is a guy that has extra time to hang out with you. Right?
No. What do you mean? I have no time. What are you talking? Are you kidding?
Well,
no
don't
time.
You want some guy to at least pay some
attention
to you?
Me?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you're saying people. Okay, so back up. First of all, let me just say this. Every person who lives in an urban area or even in the suburbs. I don't care. They say they live in the worst town to date. And everybody has an excuse why their town. So last night with all the boring women who didn't make out when we got drunk in Napa, we talked about this. And they're like, oh, no, L.A.'s the worst. Oh, my friend who's single in San Francisco, she's like, it's the worst. And every town has a reason why it's the worst. So L.A., you're saying because guys have no time because they're bartending and acting.
Yeah.
But I think that the reason why it's bad in L.A. is because everyone's friggin' hot. Even your bartender's hot, your mechanic's hot, because everyone's moving there to live this acting dream. And so guys ask you out there more aggressive where they're not in San Francisco, but they're always looking for the BBD, the bigger, better deal. And so are women. Like, what do you do? How can you help me? We're all in entertainment. We're trying to make this work, you know?
Yeah.
So I think, and they're kind of, you know, immature, and they say a lot of the guys in LA are more like the Peter Pan syndrome, like they never want to grow up. Guys, so that's the LA stigma. And then San Francisco, my friend went off last night. She was hilarious. She's like, the dude's here. She's like, they're like, hey, what's going on? Like, maybe we'll meet up sometime and, you know, get a drink, or I'll find you on Facebook or whatever. Like, let's meet up. And then they don't call, or they have so many women throwing themselves at them, like masseuses or whatever, because there's yoga teachers. Apparently there's more yoga teachers per capita in San Francisco than anywhere else. She's like, and their friggin' yoga teacher girlfriend's going to rub them down and take care of them. And they're all pussies, she said here, and they don't ask you out.
Yeah, guys are,
what do you think
major
about that?
Pussies. No, I totally agree.
In San Francisco, right?
Yeah,
they don't
yeah.
ever, I've never approached. And it's true. Whenever I get hit on here, it's from a guy from another town.
Yeah, I remember I went to New York City once with one of my girlfriends, and the guys were trying to hit on my girlfriend right in front of me.
Yeah, totally. They don't care.
What?
They'll take it. They're like, whatever. You're not talking to her for a minute.
Yeah.
I'll swoop in.
I go, that would never happen here.
Never. They wouldn't even. They'd like go. They try to go around you if you had a hot girlfriend just to be like, whatever. I think guys here like check their balls at the Golden Gate Bridge.
Probably.
Which I just got a ticket on driving over the Golden Gate Bridge. Good times. So, yeah. So they check the balls at the Golden Gate Bridge. And the New York guys are very, they're much
That's
more aggressive.
That's why you need to go to the Midwest, Emily. I mean, and
what?
Just
I tried that. Did you watch my reality show last summer?
Well, that's not really the Midwest. That's kind of like.
Michigan's the Midwest?
No, I'm saying like right in the middle.
Okay.
Of
Kansas?
America. Somewhere.
Right?
Just pluck a guy
Iowa.
Up. Just pick him up. Bring him to LA. Throw him on your back. Bring him to LA. And just, you know, have him. Do whatever you want.
Like what? Like be my driver?
Yeah,
I really want a driver in LA. I shouldn't be driving anymore. Okay. So just mold him into what I want.
Yeah.
Because he's from the Midwest and he won't know any better.
Yeah. If you're in the Midwest, email us or find Emily on Match.
I'm a really good person to date.
Find Emily on Match.
Not really.
Martha Stewart is on Match.
She's on Match.com too.
Yes.
Okay. So, and she publicly talking about it, obviously, because you know
yeah,
about it.
Yeah. She was on the Today Show talking about it.
Okay. So I missed that episode.
Yeah. So I want to I just want to write your profile for you.
Do it.
To say, too busy, you know, pay attention to me when
I'm there. Tell
when
me
I'm
hot.
Available.
Tell me I'm beautiful.
I don't watch television or movies or anything like that. I don't like hiking.
I love hiking.
You can drive me everywhere. And that's it. And then we can just chill and talk. We can talk forever because I love talking.
Yeah, and hopefully he's a good listener. Maybe he's like a mute.
Yeah. And she'll just talk a mile a minute for 5 hours until you go to bed.
And maybe I'll even put you
Boom.
To sleep. But
yeah.
I'm funny most of the time. I'm entertaining, I think.
That's what you should write on your profile. And if a guy is going to message you, you probably found the one.
I don't think I want that guy. You never want the person that's going to... date you. It's like you never want to be a member
yeah.
of any club
no,
that
no,
wants
no.
you as a member. Okay, so I on my Match profile, I think I'm going to, I don't know, but I will let you look at it, and I'm going to say, you know, I'm going to talk about myself. I do things. I went to Hollywood Bowl
yeah.
On a date. I think I told you about that. And I didn't really, yeah, I've seen things. I go out a lot in LA with
okay.
friends, good meals.
You
okay,
like
so,
Wilco? You'll go see a Wilco concert?
I love Wilco. Oh my God. So this will be a funny, this will be a good experience. So stay tuned to all my match capades.
Okay. So what's the topic? What's
okay,
going
so
on?
Okay. So we're
going
to go into today's show, like I said. But first of all, I'm going to tell you that we're going to talk about back to school sex tips. So this is like, I feel that, like I said, the people just, it's back to school. We should learn new things. Back to sex school, people. Start learning some new things about sex. So here we go. Some tips. And then I'm going to ask you, Menace, for your best sex tip that you could ever give anyone. Like, what comes to mind? Because people must say to you, you're the host of a podcast. Like,
yeah. I mean, when people talk to me about this show, I usually, it's usually not really sexually oriented because you're like this, you're the sex person.
Expert, right.
But people usually talk to me more about relationship type advice. I think that's what I bring to the show over you is more relationship type stuff. Yes or no? Can you agree or disagree?
Just because I'm not in a relationship doesn't mean that I don't give relationship advice.
I mean, you do.
Right? But you think yours is better, superior?
No, I don't think it's superior. I just think
you're the dude perspective.
I have a different perspective.
I'm the female perspective.
I have more of a wholesome type.
You're more
wholesome. Not going to orgy type relationship guy.
Oh, I almost went to an orgy last week.
So like if people want, you know, relationships like they were in the 50s, then I can probably give you that.
That's
type
true,
of
which a lot of people have that dream still. It's not gonna happen for you, but you can listen to Menace all you want. Good luck with that. Okay. Back to school sex tips. Yeah. Suck on his fingers. What do you think about when a woman, these are just little tips that you might have forgotten, you didn't know, whatever it is, and implement one of them this week. How do you feel when a woman sucks on your fingers?
How do I feel?
Have you ever done that? Men like to imagine their penis in your mouth.
Whether
you're sucking on a lollipop or holding a penis near your mouth, I feel they pretty much always wish their penis was this inanimate object in your hand. So when they get super turned on when you suck their fingers, and I feel like they do. Like guys always, when you just kind of go over and you suck their fingers, don't you think it's hot or no?
I used to think it's hot like when I was in like my early 20s or something like that. Because I'm like, oh, you know, it was kind of...
It could mean a blowjob. But I'm saying early kinda, on before the woman gives you a blowjob. Not now. Not your girlfriend who's been sucking you for
years. But but now just like... I mean, in my early 20s, I'm like, oh, man, that's hot, dude. I hope, you know, she'll give me a blowjob. But now, like, in my age, I'm like, women should just...
Give you the blowjob.
Give me the blowjob.
Okay,
what she's doing
for our
sucking
younger
on my
audience
finger.
Then, maybe, right?
Well, it's no, back to school. That's what it is.
Back to school. This is what I'm saying. This is for, we have a lot of listeners who are new at sex.
Yeah.
Let's just say that. Okay. You can make a noise. It will. I personally wouldn't give a guy head, go down on him, perform oral sex for longer than 5 minutes if I'm not sure. This is a tip for men that you're enjoying it. So I always tell women, like, well, you know, you got to pay attention to his body. Can you tell? And I think a lot of women, the reason why they don't perform oral sex enough on men is because they don't think they're doing it right, just like why a lot of men don't perform it. They think that like they can't tell if the guy's into it or not, and then they can tell if he comes or not. But I think there's a lot of mixed things. So I think if guys make a noise, you have to shout out and be like, oh my God, this is the best, you know, head I've ever gotten in my life. But don't be silent. So encourage me, baby, that feels so good. Like that's all you have to do. I'm not telling you to like get up and have a whole like soliloquy. Like just be like,
can you tell
baby.
If a man is becoming more and more erect?
Yes, you can tell. But some men are quieter. Some men aren't like, they don't give you anything. And so you can't tell. So I feel like that, and this goes for women too. Like if you let them know, like we just all want to know. I feel like we'd all get better if we gave more instruction. And I'm not saying, I do think you should all talk about it if you're in a relationship with someone. But if it's a new person, the first time you're going down, and I'm like, be like, baby, that's good. Or move to the left. Like talk about what you want. Just tell them. So make a noise, both men and women.
All right. Got it.
The penis slap. What do you think about lightly slapping your penis on her clitoris? It will help blood rush to the clitoris, enhancing her pleasure.
Damn. I thought you meant like slap her in the face with your penis.
No. Is that what you want to do? Is that your dream? What is it with men and women's faces? They want to come in the face. They want to slap their penis in the face. Why? Tell me about that.
This is weird because a lot of guys just want to do it. I think they want to do it to see if they can, right?
Yeah, but no.
If she would be willing for me to let
it's like
her
anal
do that.
Sex in a way, like it's like the taboo thing. But I think you know, a guy thinks it's hot. And I think.
But
it's
there's
that.
Something about a woman; it's pretty hot because they usually have like a sexy hot face when you're about to, you know.
Oh, that's what
ejaculate.
It is. When you're about to come in their mouth, their face looks so
they,
hot.
They look pretty hot. Yeah.
So then you pull out and come on her face.
Yeah.
Give her a facial.
A mustache.
A milky mustache. Is that what you do? Do you draw with it?
Yes.
So I think that you can run your penis on and around her clitoris before sliding it in. That's always hot. Use lube if she's not totally wet yet. Use a little lube. It doesn't matter if she's wet yet or not. Just use lube because lube is amazing. That's what's going to be on my tombstone too. Something
lube is
about
amazing.
Lube. Yeah. This will build the
Emily Morris.
lube
is amazing.
Great.
No.
I just feel like I want.
Amazing. You have to use amazing.
Lube's amazing, bro. Lube is so friggin' awesome.
EmilyandTony.com.
EmilyandTony.com. Buy my lube. It's amazing lube, too. It's like going to rock your world. Okay, this will build the anticipation as well as get her warmed up for sex. Unless she has a miraculous G-spot orgasm, you have to pay attention to the clitoris. So rub your penis around there. Don't just stick it in, especially if it's been 2 minutes. Like, if she's not warmed up yet, I mean, maybe if you've been flirting all night, you're at a restaurant and pawing at each other, and then you go out of the alley, and then you can just stick it in. But really, otherwise, she's probably not turned on yet, so just slow it down. That's my best sex advice for men always, is 5 times slower than you normally do to do something. So slap your penis around her clitoris.
All right. I'm down.
Don't ignore her breasts. A lot of men and women, you could be whatever relationship you're in, type of women, relationship you're in, if you're a lesbian, let's say. But don't ignore breasts. You fail. If you ignore them, I think you failed. Because men always at the beginning, I feel, in what I've heard from many women, is that at the beginning, they pay attention to your breasts because your vagina might not be available. So they're really into your breasts. And then they're like, oh, I've got the vagina and I'm all about the vagina, which is great. But the breasts are really sensitive. The nipple orgasm is the second most common type of orgasm that a woman can have. So, you know, some women might not like their nipples touched. So true. They might not. But if you kiss them, nipple them gently, tell she might ask for stronger. Someone want their nipples twisted, but don't ever go right into that. Ask her. Lightly move, like you can lightly move your fingers in circles and grab them in the heat of the moment. See if she likes that. If she's on top, lean her forward and suck on her nipple. That feels good too. Women need it. Like sometimes they're having sex, they want their nipples, like, even if they're on top of you, women on top, grab her nipples.
I found out that guys like their nipples like pinched.
We've been talking about this for years. A lot of guys don't, though, but some do. This is interesting. What made you come to that? How did you just find that out?
Oh, like, how do I find it out?
Literally after 1,000 shows.
It's an amazing story.
Okay, go ahead. Tell me.
So I worked at a radio station where they had a camera system set up in there, right, for one of the radio shows. But somebody forgot to turn it off one day, and one of the DJs was caught masturbating on camera. And he was tweaking his nipples while he was doing
it. No way. That's how you learn. That's hysterical.
That's what happened. I swear to God.
A lot of men have sensitivity in their nipples, but again, they're like, that's a chick thing. No, it's not.
And what sucks is a bunch of people were watching and didn't even know.
Oh, like, my God. That's so bad.
But it was like all by accident. Like,
oh, my God. Did you get fired?
Yeah, I got fired.
Yeah. But you can't be tweaking your nipples on the job.
No.
Right, probably not. That is hysterical. So that's how you learn. Well, anyway, we've been talking about this for years, I think. Not often enough. Not nearly often enough. But a lot of men have, since, again, if you're with a new partner, a woman, you're with a guy, or a man, you're with another guy, check out his nipples. Be like, hey, do you like lick them? I say always start by licking them, you know, touching them with your fingers, but also like lick them, pull them, just see if he's into it. Are you into your nipples pulled and rubbed?
I am not, but I've been with women that like that, yeah.
That they like it when you do it to them.
Yes.
But you don't like your nipples touched. Per se.
No,
right. But what I'm saying with men, like, don't knock until you try it. You might like something in your ass. Like, seriously, like, male prostate is like the male G spot. You might like a finger. You might like her to lick it. Like, don't think you're gay. Don't think it means it is whatever. And if you're gay, you might like it anyway. You might, who knows? But people do think, a lot of men think that's for chicks, the ass.
And I just said, no, I don't like it. And we had a tweet from one listener saying, I was the biggest prude ever. I'm just not like every single guy out
there. You're not, but not every single
guy. But not everyone's the same.
No. Just because you don't like your ass licked does not mean that you are a bad guy.
Yeah, like, look.
That you're a prude.
I know we do a sex show, and I know, like, some guys on there just want me to talk about, oh, how I want to be vacuum sealed in rubber and spikes all over my penis and, you know,
giant dildos up my ass. Which we're totally down with. Exactly.
Which we're down with, but you know what? Maybe that's for you. Maybe it's not for me. But I'm not going to hold it against you. You shouldn't hold it against me either.
Exactly. Menace is a good guy.
Like, I remember what it was.
What?
Oh, I was like, they said, Menace is a prude. He doesn't think it's hot that a woman squirts all over him. I'm like,
really?
Yeah. And I'm like, okay.
But you just said,
oh,
squirts, because we did the squirting show. If you want to know more about female ejaculation, you can check out our show last week.
When you talk to Dr. Drew.
What?
Actually, Dr. Drew is one of the people that doesn't believe that it's urine.
Oh, no, really?
He's
Will you
the one
me
that
for
doesn't
his podcast?
Believe.
Okay. No, but he doesn't believe in it?
No, he's one of the people that believes that it's not urine.
It's not urine. When a female ejaculates on you, it is. I wish it is not urine.
But then you wish it was not urine,
it's
but
not,
it is.
It's not urine. It's from the urethra. It's totally different. It's the G spot. It's listen to the show.
It is
just fluid from
it's
the woman.
Venom.
It's venom, exactly. She's trying to entrap you and kill you. It's poison, actually.
Yeah.
No, female ejaculation is a real thing. So
it's a leak that goes in your brain
what
count
he's talking
and drains
about,
it all.
Exactly. Not true. So also, Okay, I'm going to talk about one more thing is if you, what was I just saying? Okay, oral sex, eye contact. This is obvious, but if you want to, maybe it's obvious. Maybe it's not because a lot of women are shy. But if you're performing oral sex on your guy and same things for men, like look up, make eye contact sometimes. Mm. And I think also when you're having intercourse, sex, whatever it is, stop. I think that it connects partners on a different level. Doesn't mean the whole time you're staring each other's eyes, blah, blah. But it's a it's an anchoring, connecting moment where you can – it's erotic. It can be intense. It can be intimate. Whatever you want it to be, but look into each other's eyes. A lot of guys I remember in my history of sleeping with men close their eyes or they don't look at you ever. And it's
– when they're releasing their man juice?
Maybe for like a second. But then their eyes are closed and they're like making weird faces and stuff. And then I never want – do you want a woman to be looking at you when you ejaculate?
Do I
when you're about to come?
No, no, no.
You don't want to look at you.
No.
So if you hadn't looked at her eyes up until then, you're not looking at her when you're having an orgasm. Most men are not like staring in your eyes.
No.
But I'm not saying you have to stare in your eyes when you're having your orgasm. That's your moment. But before that, you could have a moment or two where you're like looking into each other's eyes and you are connecting. Because I think it's like anchoring and it's intimacy. And if your partner, woman that you're with, is like, or guy, I feel like we're not connecting or we're not intimate, try that for anchoring. Those are my tips for now. I've got more. I've got plenty more. Oh, I've got more. In life, but not on this podcast. So
we're
going to
be
say,
recording a couple more shows
right,
here in San Francisco.
Consecutively.
And
in the next few days.
You can check them out at sexwithemily.com. So it won't be this weird, you're in LA, I'm here.
Exactly.
We're
we don't want to do that anymore. I'm going to come back. I want to come back like every 2 weeks and do that. But I do a show with you.
What I really want to do is, you know, when you're rich and famous with the Emily and Tony line,
right?
We've been talking about this for years. I want you to have an Emily and Tony bus.
Yes.
Where we just go on tour and
it'll be
we
like
just
lube across America.
Yeah, and we just record podcasts. You know,
I would love that.
In different areas. That,
that
would be amazing.
We're going to do it. Can you go on the road, though? Would you do that?
Oh, totally. If you had a tour bus and you're like, hey,
I'll
you
get a tour
go
bus just to get you on the tour bus.
Like,
so
hey,
that's on my list now.
Let's
that's
go.
That's on my dream list.
Do this.
And then we can just interview listeners all over the country.
Yeah, we can just interview, you know, tons of people. That'd be amazing.
Oh, my God. You can make everything sound really good and be funny.
Yeah, and we can
do all the technical part.
Yeah, yeah. We'll stop in, like, New Mexico and do a show and stuff like that. That would be – I would love to do that.
Okay, cool.
So,
well, okay.
We can only make that happen if you go to emilyandtony.com.
Emilyandtony.com. And I swear to God, I'm not trying to be, like, an infomercial, but it's amazing products that are beautiful and good for you, and it's a great gift. They smell amazing. The candles are unbelievable, and you know what? These products will change your life. I'm just saying, they will. So one more thing I have to say is I'm in San Francisco only for like 48 hours, and one place that you know that I'm going is Good Vibrations. Goodvibes.com has all your sex toy needs, products, anything you want. It's use coupon code Emily for 15% off. So do you remember Menace? For years I've been saying the Jeju, it's J-E-J-O-U-E. Mimi was my favorite vibrator because women can use it during intercourse. So a lot of women can have orgasms during intercourse. It's not because your penis is not anything wrong with your penis, but only 30% of women have orgasms during intercourse, okay? So they need a clitoral, they need something on their clitoris to help them have an orgasm. So I love the Mimi because it looks like a little pebble, like a big, like a stone in your hand, and it doesn't look like a vibrator. It's really powerful, and I love it. Well, now they have the Fifi.
Yeah.
Not the Mimi, but the Fifi, and it's like a rabbit. You know how the rabbit vibrators are like, go to my website, sexwithemily.com, and read about the Fifi. So it's like this beautiful, souped-up, cool rabbit, silicone, waterproof, amazing. And now I love the Fifi. So I'm sort of cheating on the Mimi with the Fifi. But it's a vibrator that's like their rabbit.
Is it
and
name,
it's a beautiful gift.
Name after
Jeju Fifi.
It's weird.
What?
Have you ever heard of a, no, have you ever heard of a Fifi bag?
No. Have you?
Yeah. I've heard of it since I was in high school.
What does it mean?
A Fifi bag.
Is it like something to do with women's – is it like derogatory?
No, it's not derogatory. It's a Fifi bag, from what I heard, I've never seen one, is a homemade pocket vagina.
Oh, God.
You know, guys in high school would make pocket vaginas out of, like, plastic bags and
do
stuff
like
that.
Do guys do that, really?
I don't know, but I've been hearing about it since I was in high school.
Go to Good Vibes. If you want a pocket vagina and you want to pretend that you're having sex with something, get a Tanga masturbation sleeve. Those are amazing. Get the Fleshlight, and then it feels like a vagina.
When are you going to have your own vagina?
The sex with Emily vagina?
Yeah.
I should do that. We've been talking about taking mold of my vagina
yeah.
and sell it. That's my next product at emilyandtony.com. I have to talk to Tony about it and see how he feels about vaginas on the website, but I'm not sure. We'll see how he goes. That is my next product. I love that. Okay, so check it out. What else? That's all I think. I think I love you all. I love all the listeners. I love you, Menace. It's so great to be sitting here with you. I think we should stay here for the next 12 hours.
All right.
Just talk. Okay, everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Hi, I'm Emily from sexwithemily.com. What if giving oral sex tasted like strawberries or chocolate? Mask makes these delicious strips like a breath strip, only better. They make oral sex taste like chocolate, strawberry, watermelon, or mango. Make sex more pleasurable for you and your partner by going to sexualflavors.com.